This is the Road to Leadership Success, a new special series with bite-sized tips and ideas brought to you by Women's Leadership Success and your coach and mentor, Sabrina Braum. This is a new special podcast series with each bite-sized episode focusing on one critical leadership development area based on my 30 years of executive coaching, research, psychological expertise, and over 15 years of podcast interviews with thought leaders, and my commitment to lifelong learning. I am dedicated to helping current and future leaders like you overcome blocks and learn the proven strategies that have helped tens of thousands of people like you advance their careers, leadership, and life success. Each episode will be about 10 to 15 minutes long and twice a month. This will be in addition to our regular in-depth interviews with top thought leaders and authors. The ideas I will share, every leader can use, no matter if you're a junior manager of a small company or the CEO of a Fortune 50 global operation.
Welcome to Women's Leadership Podcast, showing you how to influence people, improve your performance, and advance your career. Brought to you by women's leadership and career expert Sabrina Braum and womensleadershipsuccess.com. Here's your chance to meet women trendsetters leading the way to success, accomplishment, and balance in business and life, no matter if you're a manager, CEO, or entrepreneur. Join Sabrina for coaching and no-nonsense advice to improve your career and bottom line.
How often do you find yourself procrastinating on tasks or projects? How do interruptions impact your productivity daily? Are you feeling swamped by your tasks? Do you need help to keep up despite your efforts? Well, you're not alone. According to new research conducted in the U.S. by Zapia, the average employee is productive for 2 hours and 53 minutes daily. That's only 31% of an average 8-hour workday. Most employees feel unproductive because they spend the majority of their workday distracted. Atlassian, the software developer, has discovered that the average employee is interrupted from work around 56 times a day and spends 2 hours recovering from these distractions. How long do you think it takes to recover from a single distraction? Well, according to the research, refocusing after a distraction takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds. Do you have something that you want to do or know you need to do, but you can't figure out how to fit it into your schedule or avoid being distracted? Or is your challenge that you're procrastinating? How much more could you get done if you weren't procrastinating, if you weren't interrupted, and you could stay focused? A lot, right? Are you ready to move your productivity and career to the next level? Great. I've got a proven strategy for you that will enable you to seize opportunities without procrastination, interruptions, or lack of focus. The good news is I will give you my improved Pomodoro technique today. This is a proven method for increasing focus, productivity, and creativity. But first, let me tell you a story about Ava, a director in a large company who came to me for executive coaching. She was working long hours and was overwhelmed by all her projects. She was very talented, and one of her coaching goals was to increase exposure to senior management to build her brand and enhance her career. This had been going well. Her senior VP had been brainstorming with her about developing a new product. The meetings were exciting and productive. Then it took an unexpected turn. In the last month, Brad, the director of another department, had begun collaborating with the senior VP on the same project. Now the VP was talking to Brad instead of her. Her question to me was, How can I get the senior VP to speak and brainstorm with me again? She wanted to know what strategy to use so she could continue to contribute to the project and help prevent errors. I asked her why he should talk to her instead of the other director. She exclaimed, "Oh no, he needs to speak to both of us. The other director knows some important information, but I understand the algorithms, and unless they consider them, there will be errors in this project." I asked what kept her from giving the senior VP this information. She paused and said, "I'm swamped with less critical projects, which unfortunately prevent me from conducting the necessary research to stay up to date on the information required by the senior VP for this new product." She looked surprised by her answer. She was startled to discover that she had missed an opportunity because she had filled her schedule with less urgent projects and lacked the time required for the necessary research. Ava was overworked and too busy to take the actions that would change her brand, help her gain recognition, and bring the company greater product profits with the new product. She took action. Initially, she recognized the necessity for axing unimportant projects to save time for this crucial new product. Then she delegated some tasks to her team and other departments. Additionally, she acknowledged the need to decline less significant projects and allocate more time to researching this new product. She was able to carve out 4 hours for this essential work and research later that week. She started using my proven productivity method, which I'll share in a minute. The following week, she went to the senior vice president and the director of the other department and shared her vital research information, which was crucial to this project's success. They realized they had almost launched the new product with fatal flaws. The product needed to be revised. These flaws would have cost the company many customers, time, and money. They saw the value in having Ava included in their weekly meetings. Ava was delighted. Her leadership brand, influence, and impact increased significantly in the eyes of senior leadership. Here's the technique I coached Ava on that many highly productive people use, and it will help you too. This is one of my favorite techniques to improve focus and productivity. The Pomodoro technique is a time management strategy invented by Francesco Chirillo. Chirillo named it after the tomato-shaped timer he used in college to keep himself on track when he studied. Pomodoro means tomato in Italian. The idea is to increase productivity by dividing your workday into highly focused chunks separated by short breaks. So here's my revised and improved Pomodoro technique. Start with these four things. 1, take time daily to reflect on the 3 most important things you need to accomplish today or this week. 2, see what non-essential tasks you can delete or delegate. 3, put time on your calendar. This is super important. Put time on your calendar to do the critical project. 4, schedule a specific 2-hour block to accomplish a chunk of a large project or goal. Now let me give you some more specific details about how to do this. The only equipment you need is a timer. Many people find that physical timers work best for them, or you can use your computer or mobile phone timer. If you use the phone, put it on airplane mode until you are done. Identify a task or tasks or goals that you need to complete. Outline the rough draft in the order you want to do it. 3, set a timer for 25 minutes. And 4, work on the task with no distractions. That means remove distractions. Shut off the phone, put it in another room, turn off Slack on your computer, or put a note up on your office door. Be ruthless. Do whatever it takes. 5, reschedule distractions. Stay focused no matter what. 6, when the alarm sounds, take a 5-minute refresh break. This is super important. No social media or email. Taking breaks and engaging in activities that refresh your mind and body can boost your productivity and overall well-being. It's all about finding the balance between focused work and rejuvenating breaks. Whether it's a short walk outside, a quick stretching session, or simply spending time with a pet, incorporating these activities into your routine can make a big difference in how you feel and your performance throughout the day. 7, repeat the process 3 more times. 8, after 4 25-minute sessions, take a more extended 30-minute break and then start again. Now, this can be revised. You can do one hour and then a 10-minute break or a rhythm that works for you. I would suggest starting with the 25-5 until you get this down, and then you can revise it. And there is an exception. Suppose you are in a flow state when your creativity and ideas are just cranking out there. You can keep going. Try this approach for 30 days. You'll be amazed by how focused and productive you will be. If you want a copy of these steps, go to the show notes for this episode, Effective Leadership Productivity Strategies, on womensleadershipsuccess.com. And please leave comments and share this show if it helps you. Let me know how this works for you. Thanks for listening today. We hope this encourages you and helps you to be a better leader. Let me know what you think. Do you like this new additional format? Here's how you can let me know and connect with me. Please comment on the show notes on Women's Leadership Success, or connect with me on LinkedIn and send me a private message. And could you do me a favor? Please share our podcast with friends and associates who would benefit from these targeted topics. Also, please subscribe and let me and your peers know the action you took on this topic via your comments and accolades in your favorite podcast platform.
Thank you for joining your host, Sabrina Braum, on another Women's Leadership Podcast. If you have questions or comments, you can email her at sabrina@sabrinabraum.com. Since 1989, Sabrina and her team have helped hundreds of women managers, business leaders, and entrepreneurs with valuable trainings, articles, books, and executive coaching. For additional tips, interviews, and free access to Great Leaders Today mini course, visit www.womensleadershipsuccess.com.